It's time. It's with them brim skin time. 21 times 2, number 42. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I got my wingman Zambo to the right.
Ayo.
And old Brim's here. It's going to be another epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
Absolutely.
Positively.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heck
man.
Yeah.
So, as always, within brim skin, brought to you by Kikkoman. Traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce
you
cool again.
You made a mistake.
Mane and tail hair care products. Discover the secret. And Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So you heard that? I did a you.
I did. You did pull a me.
I did a you.
Do you think
what
people listen to Within Brim Skin while they're getting it on?
I don't think people listen to Within Brim Skin at all.
So you think it's more of a contraceptive?
It could be.
You think the peenie recesses itself?
Listen, man. I wouldn't want to hear my voice if I'm trying to get it on.
Same.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, we could be doing this. And,
oh, yeah, baby.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Like, no, that would not. That would not
right.
work.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
You know, the lady lumps. You know what I mean?
The lovely Lovato lumps. Is that what we're getting?
Oh, at? Let's talk about Demi Lovato. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
you want to talk about that now?
Wait, okay. Hold on. First, we got to do this.
Yes. Today's secret word is
TikTok.
Ah!
Now, we're going to be talking a lot about that app today. What do you call it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little crazy and nutty. So, listen, wherever you are, you know the rules. Make sure you scream real loud when you hear the secret word. It doesn't matter if you are, you know, in the edge of the Grand Canyon and you hear the word, you got to scream real loud. If you fall over the edge, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know,
to do it, though, at the Grand Canyon would be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool.
You know, the echo would be insanity.
Yes, and film it. I want to see it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then you can TikTok it. Anyway, let's talk about Demi Lovato.
Sure. So apparently her personal iCloud account was hacked. So as always, Apple is known for being like, we are secure. We will always have your information properly secured. You don't ever say that because that always poses a challenge to people who know about computers and servers and internet connections and how to get around things. So all her very personal photos have leaked all over the internet, probably again in this case. Because we have this so consistently.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh. Now listen. All right. Now I like Demi Lovato. I think Demi is a very sweet girl. I had the opportunity to meet her. We had both my daughters go and meet her.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Very, very sweet. Very, very nice. I like her. The self image thing. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, she's a nice girl.
Yeah. She has good positive messages.
I feel bad for her, but
I do
at
too.
The same time, I find it kind of amusing that like all of these photos are all over the place. I mean, we see them.
Of course.
Hey, at least she looks good. She looks good in all the pictures. You know what I'm saying? She looks good.
Okay. Yeah.
You can admit it.
No, I admit it. Yeah, she does
look good.
She looks
good in the... What, yeah. You think she didn't look good?
Absolutely not.
She was like a good thick.
She looked great.
You know what I mean? I think she looked fantastic.
I think what should happen with this is that she should be like, yeah, those pictures were leaked, but you know what? I love who I am, and I'm going to own it.
Absolutely.
That's what I think she should do.
That's what she's going to do.
Because then in that case, then it diminishes the power that those pictures being posted on the internet normally do. Where it's like, oh, I'm here to humiliate you. It's like, no, I'm owning up to the fact that my boobs are now available for everyone to see.
There's gold in them Nar Hills.
Certainly. But you get what I mean. Like,
I gotta tell you,
shoot
though,
for the body positivity in that moment.
It could very well possibly be a stunt.
It could be. Listen, I'm not saying any publicity is bad publicity. That's actually completely true. You know, no publicity is bad publicity, basically. But it could be a stunt. It could not be. I mean, honestly, that's one of those tough ones where it's probably not because it's very personal, considering how America is with its whole nudity factor.
All I gotta say is she looked damn good, but before you let your kids be watching...
It's 10 p.m., do you know where your children are?
Be careful.
It's some dirty pictures. If you
yes,
know what
exactly. And also, don't keep the same password for everything. That's how they get you. Mm. Change your passwords up, even if ever so slightly. You never know.
Yeah.
And use special characters and numbers and capitals.
I swear to God.
End of story.
Anyway, I think it's disgusting that people hack into anybody's things.
I agree. No, I agree, because that's basically, you know, it's an invasion of personal digital privacy.
Yeah.
Ew, you're a scum between my toes.
So let's talk about another invasion of privacy.
Sure.
The new obsession, TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've become so obsessed with this thing.
Listen.
What do you call it?
We downloaded it because we were both curious, and now we're both hooked. It's literally Vine 2.0 for us.
It's, yeah.
It's dumb, it's entertaining, and there's nothing more about it.
But I'm getting sucked into it. That's the problem. Yeah. I'm getting sucked into it.
You got sucked into a lot of things.
This is true, but I don't like being sucked into things like that.
Eh.
But see, you're different. You sit there and you're like, oh, I'm going to watch videos all day. Blah, blah. You're like, that's okay for you. For me, I can't do that.
Like, obviously, like, I need to not do it as much as I do.
No, you shouldn't, but
because it's because I do admit I have a digital addiction.
You
and
do.
It's hard. It's very hard to snake out of it. Well, it's true.
That's what the video.
Well, we know. Yes, we know. I had to just do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, of course. Like, yeah, I have a digital addiction and I grew up with technology, so like I'm lured to it and I always love looking at the next newest thing. But
it's taking up so much time.
It's good when you're on the crapper. It's one of those situations.
But you're looking at it. See, I'm making the videos.
Right.
I've made a few,
and I get kind of bored, and I do every one now and again, too. But I have no, like, actual consistent, like, uploading for it. Because I'm like, if I think of something funny, I'll do it.
I don't know, man.
That's all.
Listen, anybody who's on there, follow us. At The Real Brimstone.
And at That Man Zam.
Yeah. Listen, it doesn't hurt. Follow us.
Or That Man
Zam. Hopefully you'll like the stuff.
Yeah.
What do you call it? But help us out, because, like, we have, like, no standing on TikTok.
I mean, honestly, it's whatever. It's just TikTok.
I'm telling you, man. It's crazy. But what
it
do you call
is. It is.
So there are so many things that are posted there, and you don't even know what's real and what isn't. You were telling me about the banana thing.
Oh, yeah. So I found that on TikTok, but it turns out it was true. And we said it like 5 times. Hope you know that. We didn't even respond. So that's just Macaulay doing our backup for us.
And it's time, by the way. I've watched it about 15 times, by the way.
It is. I gotta watch Lost in New York now.
Yeah.
Because, well, Tim Curry's in it. I like Tim Curry.
Go ahead.
So there was an art exhibit, and it was a banana duct taped to a wall, which was considered modern art, and it was bought at an auction for $120,000. Yes. Now, the artist who made it and got it auctioned off was fine, whatever, it doesn't matter. Nothing bad happened except to the piece of art, where a performance artist came up right after it was bought and just went, ooh, banana, and then just took a good old chunk of banana.
Yeah, I see.
Shoot it up and spit it out.
They spit it out too?
No, I don't think so. I think he actually ate the thing.
Now, here's the thing. I gotta believe that it was a load of BS.
Probably.
Because there's a lot of stuff on there. Like, there's this girl
It could be a stunt.
There's this girl that, you know, pretended to shave her eyebrows off.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. It wasn't just on TikTok, though. This thing has been This thing has been confirmed by multiple news sources now that it actually has happened. I may have found it on TikTok, but it turns out that ish was true.
Wow.
So, a performance artist ate the banana.
But there are so many things. All right. So, there was a guy who staged a fight at a Walmart, you know, for social media, and he was actually, I believe, arraigned and is facing some serious charges.
Yeah, it's
crazy
right
how far people are going with this. The guy was from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He caused mass panic at a Long Island Walmart last year. And what do you call it? This guy, he's from Philadelphia. He was arrested in
Philadelphia. That should be basically enough.
But he was here. He's
calls.
Here on the island.
Yeah.
What do you call it? He was charged with second degree riot, unlawful assembly, second degree criminal nuisance, second degree reckless endangerment, and endangering the welfare of a child. And they're all misdemeanors. And what do you call it? He was part of 5 different men who staged the violent altercation. It's crazy because, what do you call it? When it happened, I remember it being on the media. This is the guy, he screamed, you know, there's a gun! He has a gun! Or something like that. And everybody freaked out. And everybody
That's something you don't do. That's like yelling fire in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Or bomb on an airplane.
There was no shot, no gun. There were no injuries. It was 5 guys doing a social media, you know, stunt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people don't realize the limits that you have to take and what limits you need to stop at. Inciting fear in an unaware public is a tantamount item that you do not do.
It is a disgusting
thing. You do not do it.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy, do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
Morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Toby, don't forget your lunchbox. I've heard about keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So, I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this. Healthy gourmet meals, prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is, I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this. You can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
recording.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So, right. Holiday season.
Yeah.
Now,
holidays are here.
All the holiday parties are happening. People mm-hmm. are going crazy. Some places go above and beyond.
Kind of like us and the Green Turtle.
This is true.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
This uh-huh. is true. This is true. Some people get really crazy, though.
A little bit.
We like, don't get that crazy.
I mean, we could.
Oh, come on, man. We don't get that crazy.
I mean, we could.
We could. We just don't.
Yeah. I'm just saying we could. I'm not saying we do.
I don't know if we necessarily should.
It's like always. It's like that one dude that always votes things 4 out of 5 stars and goes, there's always room for improvement.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've been to some pretty crazy holiday parties before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things get very, very crazy.
Same.
And what do you call it? Like, you know, man, I think there should be some kind of limits. You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
you know.
You don't want to damage your personal property yeah. or the property of others if you're
or
hosting.
Your reputation. Mm. Like, you know, there are people who get a little tipshit tips, you know what I'm saying? And then they go absolutely buck wild.
Yeah.
And you just, you don't know what the hell's going on in their heads.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they have no recollection of what went on.
Yeah.
That it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's very bad.
To get blacked out is to be bad. I've only been blacked out maybe like 2 or 3 times, and I'll never do that again.
Did you?
It's not fun.
I think one of the times was with us.
close. No cigar. I remember most of it. I remember most of that night.
Do you?
So I don't. It was spotty, but I remember most of it. Okay. I didn't black out. So
it was crazy.
I'm not saying it wasn't close. It was close. 2 times I got blacked out that I remember. Then in that case,
I will admit that I do not have that video.
That's okay. That's good.
So you're safe.
That's fine.
I wouldn't put it out anyway.
It would be on TikTok.
Well, no, I wouldn't put it there.
Yeah, you would.
Well, actually,
don't you lie.
No, that might be.
It's under a minute long.
I have a video of Kim from our giveaway that we did at the mall from like last year or 2 years ago.
Oh yeah.
From when we won Best of Long Island. And,
okay.
And what do you call it? She was up on a table dancing back and forth on a table.
Oh yeah.
So I was thinking about putting that on there, but I wasn't
That'd be
sure.
Funny.
Yeah, she knows. She knows that I was thinking about it. So she's. Like,
I would just
yeah.
get her double checked permission just to be safe.
I don't need.
If you did,
no, I just do it anyway.
All right, it's better next for forgiveness,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and she'll be fine with it.
Okay,
but she did approve it because
okay.
I told her about it.
Okay,
she's like, oh yeah, put it up. I'm like, yeah, but you know,
but also, eh, like,
yeah,
I get it.
Like,
I get it
because I want it to. I want to put up good stuff. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Like, what do? Like, you got to put good stuff up.
TikTok is full of just...
Ah!
That social media platform is just full of drivel.
It's
stupid
everything
humor.
Everything is dumb.
It's stupid humor, and that's exactly what Vine did, and it's still in its early stages. It's only been around for like 2-3 years at this point. I give it until another year, maybe 2 tops, before it really starts creating crazy good content. You get a couple of cool things like animations and 3D cartoons and stuff yeah. that are coming out, which is pretty interesting, and like really creative, like magic tricks and mm-hmm. digital effects.
Yeah.
But that's in its infancy. Excuse me.
Are
pretty
you tired?
Soon. No. Well, yeah, a little bit, but that's just me. We also had IHOP, so that's also a reason.
Yes.
So like now I'm starting to get the itis. I give it time. It's like everything else. It needs to mature, and then we're gonna get really cool content out of it.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna die off again, and then we're gonna find the next media platform, and that's gonna be it. You know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So later on this week, mm-hmm. we've got the soft opening for Fogo to Show
yeah.
here on Long Island, which is insanely awesome.
Yeah.
The location is in Carl Place. For anybody out here in the tri-state area, in general, anywhere in the world, if you've never been to Fogo to Show, let me tell you, it is an experience and a half. The food is the most ridiculous thing that you've ever tasted. The sweet, delicious, buttery love of meat, soaked in meat, is just beyond compare.
Keep all going. Right?
Let me tell you, okay? They have over 20 different styles of meat that they just come out. The gauchos, they not only butcher the meat, they brine the meat, then they cook the meat, then they serve the meat. It is beautiful. It is an experience that you must share.
So definitely go to Fogo.
So Fogo to Show, yeah. So yeah. We're going to be doing Fogo to Show, the soft open, on Thursday this week, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
Did they say when the grand opening was going to be to us?
It's the 16th.
It is the 16th,
so
okay.
we cannot be there on the 16th for the grand opening, although we were invited.
Yes.
Because it's a Monday, we do our shows on Monday.
Yes.
And it's really upsetting because I really was excited to go to the grand opening too.
Do you want to go invited. And just call us on scene?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fairly.
No. We're gonna be fairly started out there.
Yeah.
For me to do two in a week, we've done three in a week.
We've done four Fogos in 10 days.
Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Yeah. And then you get sick of it, and then you lose interest, and it's not fun.
Yeah, like a once-a-week thing, I'm down.
Yeah. Once a week? Jesus Christ.
No, but seriously, no. Fogo.
You're not going to get to the office early and go, hey, you want Fogo breakfast?
I've been waiting for them to open this for years now, because I deal with Fogo for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
If not 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with them for a really long time, so anywhere we are in the country, we always visit Fogo.
Yeah, we always try and hit them up if they're nearby, and usually they are, because they are worldwide.
Yes.
So anywhere, they're basically almost anywhere.
Unbelievable. And every single one of their places is just banging.
Man. Oh, yeah.
They're always on par. You know what I mean? Like, every single time you go, all right, well, is this going to be as good as the last one? And the answer is, hell yeah.
Yes, every time.
Every time.
Every time. They're one of those places that, yeah, every company cares about that consistent quality, and they always all try and bring it. Fogo actually holds their salt with that.
Yeah.
Because it really is true. Like, we went to LA, we went to San Fran, we went to San Diego, we went, you know, you went to Texas, you know, we went to New York City, anywhere and everywhere. Fogo has stayed truly consistent and truly delicious every single time.
And the funny thing is that the only difference between them is that if you're going to a gas burn kitchen or if you're going to one of the charcoal kitchens.
Yes, that's the only difference. And even then, that's really the true chance. Like, that's it. That's the only chance that you're gonna have, the only take on of a chance, I guess. Like a flip of a coin.
You mean the only difference?
That. Words. Words are hard, man.
Is this your first day with the new words?
Yes.
Okay, it's all right.
Got a new vocal box.
I got a new vocal box. You know, so, listen, anybody who has the opportunity, if you're on Long Island especially, come visit the brand new location on the 16th of this month. What do you call it? So that is December 16th. Mm-hmm. It's in Carl Place, Fogo de Show. Please, please, please trust me.
Yes.
I guarantee you will absolutely love it there. But anyway, what do you call it? So that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit about people taking advantage of situations. This is something that pisses me off to no freaking end. I gotta say, absolutely disgusting. So there was a high school security guard who was arrested, thankfully, on Thursday this past week, and he was charged with sexually assaulting a student on multiple occasions.
Okay.
If you're in a school, you have this position, you're in a school, doesn't matter if you're a teacher, a principal, a custodian, whatever the hell you are, you're in the school district. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These are children. All right. The same thing, even if you're in a high school and the girls and the boys are 18, 19, years old, whatever.
They're still kids.
They're kids, man. They're kids.
At 23, I still considered myself a kid.
Yeah.
So
this is true.
Really, truly.
Now, what do you call it? This guy is 22 years old. So he's not far off from the kids that are there.
Still.
But still, if there was nothing there before, this should not be your place to, be looking for cake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's disgusting. This guy sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl while he was working as a security guard at the high school. And this happened on multiple dates between June and October. So the guy was arrested, thankfully. I hope that he gets taken and he gets jacked up in jail.
Once again, you're touching kids.
You know what
that
I'm
already
saying?
Puts you on the label. You're dead.
it's
you're dead.
It's just wrong, man.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Like, there are people. I don't know, man. You know, this is a place where you go. These kids are coming to learn. You know, and it's a very different and tender age. You know what I'm saying?
They have enough to deal with their cliques and their social media likes and all that crap, and then their families and whatever the hell they got to worry about. Like, don't, man.
It's just wrong, man. It's wrong.
No matter what age you are.
So what do you call it now? Another guy. What do you call it now? This is slightly different. What do you call it? This dude actually was having a fight with his mother in a car. They were parked in front of their house, and this guy shanked his mom, killed his mom in the car.
What a fucking idiot!
How do you why?
There's definitely more to that story that's being told then, because
probably
that's clearly some form of, I would say, mental instability or some form of can't take any more abuse or whatever may be going on. I don't know what it is, but the fact that that happened is horrible.
Well,
that's awful.
The woman's dead.
Well, yeah.
Dead.
D-E-D.
D-E-D, dead. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimsky.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, what do you call it? We were talking about a couple of things in the, you know, the recent news of just psychotic crap. Now, I actually watched a video where there was a deranged lunatic.
Okay.
This woman, out of her goddamn bird,
okay?
She was attacking two older guys in a car, in a truck, actually.
Okay.
And she was not only, like, hitting the windows with her elbows, and but she was hitting her face into the windows, where she actually chipped her own tooth, okay? She had a knife with her, so she was stabbing the tires, scraping across the truck. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
Okay.
She literally broke a flipping tooth.
All right. I they did the smart thing by staying in the car, but I would have been driving away.
Well, like, they called the police.
Why would they not be driving away?
And what do you call it? There was a woman that pulls up, right? So the woman pulls up, and then I'm like, lady, don't roll your window down. What are you doing? This girl's crazy. She's got a knife. She's like hitting her. Yeah. And they're having a conversation. The woman gets out and she starts filming the guys while this girl's doing it. Then the girl jumps in the car with the woman and they take off.
So like, that was clearly a ploy.
I don't know what it is, but they called the cops. The guys were calling the cops.
Good.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. You don't even know what's real anymore. Like, were they doing that for, was it for social media? Was it because the girl was actually psychotic? Was it, because you see crazy things on social media, you see crazy things in the news. So you don't know what the hell's real anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't even know what the hell's real anymore. Like, okay, another guy. Now, this guy should burn in the deepest, darkest pits of Hades.
Okay.
This guy's a piece of trash. I hope that literally, if there is an afterworld, an afterlife, I hope this guy is consumed in flames for the rest of all eternity. Mm-hmm. He basically, he killed his wife and their two children, 7 and 4 years old.
Okay.
He used the knife on them, and not only did he killed all of them, then he killed himself. Murder, suicide. There were no issues, in terms of domestic violence. There was nothing there.
He just snapped.
He just, something happened, whatever it was, and he just killed everybody. Now look, I can understand if a man and a woman are fighting and you should have that switch where it shuts off before you murder someone, but yeah. You know, I can understand where if there's something that is really, really bad, you know what I mean, where a guy and a gal could go at it until somebody's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I'm not saying it's right, because it's wrong,
yeah.
But the fact of the matter is I can see things getting real, okay? But at the end of the day, anybody who can actually hurt a child in general, but nonetheless, something from your own loins, all right? Mm-hmm. The fact is, these are your children.
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly hurt, nonetheless, kill your own children?
I don't know.
This is disgusting.
That's one of those things that you just can't explain. There was no prior evidence to what happened. I don't know. Like, and it's terrifying to think about that, too. It's
scary. 7 and 4.
Yeah.
7 and 4.
Yeah.
How is this? I don't know, man.
It's not right. It's not right. I'll give you that.
It is absolutely freaking disgusting.
Yeah.
And I just, I can't wrap my head around it, because.
Neither can I.
You know, like, you know, look, I have three children. I love each one of them absolutely more than my own, my own well-being. Okay. Mm-hmm. God forbid something was happening, I would sacrifice myself for any of my kids.
Of course. So
just the thought of somebody harming their own child for any reason, but to kill them and to butcher them with a knife? How is that? I don't know, man.
It's very hard to wrap your head around. Yeah. You know, it's very weird.
It's a psychological issues, and you know, like, when Alex was doing the show, you know, Alex would always be like,
yeah,
oh well, you know, they have a mental issue, it's not really their fault. F that jazz, man.
In no
Take
way.
Them, off him. Yeah, kill him.
In no way do I say that he isn't providing a case. It's just he's not providing it, I would say, in the right way, because mental health is a huge issue. And it's something that needs to be addressed, because then we avoid situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are getting the help that they need, the help that they deserve, and then the family is much better off that way.
Yeah.
And if something like this were to be prone, then you shouldn't be married in the first place, or you shouldn't be having children in the first place, if you know that, oh my God, I have these tendencies where I have a high potential of being a risk of hurting people. Like, I don't want that for people.
No.
If I had a high risk of hurting somebody, I would not want to be with them.
No.
No, I would want to purposely, like, obviously, the hardest thing you can do for anybody is to admit that you need help, but shit, admit you need help.
Yeah.
Because that's the best thing you can do. Take away your pride for 2 minutes, mm-hmm. admit you need help, and get the help that you need, because that is even stronger than bottling it up like an idiot and then causing something like that to happen.
Listen, even if you said, all right, look, I'm gonna off the wife. You know what I mean? If he was like, I'm gonna off the wife, maybe she cheated on him, maybe she did something, maybe she said, I'm leaving you. Whatever it is, to hurt your children?
That's something else. That means there was something else there. Whatever it was, we don't know. It died with him,
but
obviously.
Well, it's
hard to speculate more than we're already speculating.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely unbelievable in a sense. It's disgraceful. So don't think that I'm not on that side here. It is ridiculous.
People like that, man. You know, it just really gets on my freaking last grain.
It gets your skin.
It really gets within my skin, and I can't fathom.
Yeah.
You know why anybody would possibly even think of hurting their children.
Exactly. And if you're going through something, talk to somebody.
Just like touching, like anybody who touches a kid.
Talk to someone.
You know,
someone.
Like why would it's a child. You know, like I don't understand. I mean, look, I understand their diseases and so forth. But
yeah.
You know, like I, again. I don't know, man, it all
links back to some psychosomatics. That's really what it is. It all links back to something psychological that is wrong, and whatever it may be and whatever it was led up to those sadly catalytic moments that caused the worst to happen. If you just simply let's say you and I were husband and wife and we were having a dispute.
Oh, sweetheart.
Exactly. We would want to just simply, I am a proponent of let's not argue. Let's bring an argument down to a debate, down to a discussion, because that's how you de-escalate a situation. Mm-hmm. You talk, you communicate.
I agree.
The best thing to avoid confrontation is discussion. That's what avoids 99.99999999999999 repeating amount of problems. Discussion.
I think that what helps with any issues.
He says, "Oh, can you give me some relief?"
Oh yeah, a lot of relief. And even then too, after all the arguing and everything, sometimes that stuff is best.
That's a 10.
No. Truly.
Yeah, no, it's
truly.
True. It's true.
You never know. And the best thing I could say is talk.
Listen,
take away from it.
You're in a relationship. You got ups, you got downs. Mm-hmm. And look, anybody who's listening, you're not alone. This is life. This is what happens. Good things happen, bad things happen, indifferent things happen. Mm-hmm. You need to work it out. If you're not happy in the situation you're in, then leave.
Yeah.
Don't sit around. Don't stay in it. Don't stew in it. Leave.
Yeah. To continue with poor me, poor me, poor me, you're not going to get anywhere. You really aren't.
You know, to harm another person like that, look, if they harm you, you know, harm them back. You don't harm anybody else involved or, you know, that are not involved,
yeah,
I should say.
Exactly.
What do you call it? If you're going to do something, you know, I'm not condoning you do anything at all. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, if you're going to shank somebody who cheated on you, hey, look, guess what? I'm not gonna hate on you for it.
But you should just be aware of
you're gonna have the consequences.
The consequences, because if you do that, well, guess what? It's gonna be like an OJ situation. You're gonna go to jail.
Exactly.
Or maybe not, depending on the Chewbacca defense. I don't know.
Wow.
What?
The Chewbacca defense.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. I wanted to throw out a condolence out there. A friend of mine from when I was very, very young.
Yes.
Carol Spinney, who, what do you call it, who
voiced Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street.
He passed away this past weekend.
Yes.
What do you call it? Steve and the GHR crew got to meet him a couple times
in Philly
while we were signing out there.
Wonderful man. Very kind. Very soft-spoken.
I'm very, very, very sad. You know, it wasn't like I was super close with Carol, but I knew him when I was 5 years old and then knew him again in my 40s. You know what I mean? And at least I had the last few years where, you know, we saw each other at events. And,
yeah, and if at least, at the very least, you were contacted with his wife and things like that.
Yeah, I actually had to reach out.
I remember the last time we saw him, he was signing garbage bell lids, and that
garbage
was really cute.
Lids.
That was really cute.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
So, listen, Godspeed, Carol. What do you call it?
Rest in power, my friend.
Yes,
rest in power.
Yes. Say hello to Stan and Mom for me. And anyway, we want to thank you again for tuning into Within Brim Skin. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all of the social media, especially TikTok. And we'll be hanging again with you next week.